2015, we're ready for you.
The Graham Norton Show, tonight at 10.15 on BBC One and BBC One HD.
Hello, it's Colin Patterson, afternoon edition. As I was saying, we've been talking a lot about the New Year's Honours list. There was a damehood for the actress Joan Collins, a knighthood for Sir John Hurt, who just crops up for about half an hour in Five Live early this morning, chatting to callers as if he was the presenter. But we wanted to go a little deeper for Five Live's afternoon edition and talk to some younger award winners, people who have won awards for what they've done in their own community in the last few years. We're going to be speaking to Stephanie Bayford, who's from West London, and Jessica Hartley from Batley near Leeds. Good afternoon to you both. We're going to start off with Real Wolf from Bushey in Hertfordshire, who is in the studio with his mum Juliet and his dad Trevor. Good afternoon, Rio. Hello, Rio.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good.
Good. Now, can you tell us what the award you won this year was called? Oh, your mum can help if you want to as well. Is that Julia there?
Hello, yes. Watford's local hero.
Watford's local hero. Now, why are you Watford's local hero, Rio? You're only six, I should say, yes.
Because I got the most votes.
You got the most votes. And why did people vote for you? What's special about you?
Because I got a special leg.
Mm-hmm. Now, Juliet, your mum, explain about Rio.
Well, Rio was born with a one in a million condition called tibial aplasia. It's a bone deficiency in his lower right leg, which necessitated a through knee amputation at the age of 14 months.
Oh.
So he's always been our little hero because he's just astounded us with his progress throughout the years. He's had a lot of obstacles to face, and he's faced each one with great enthusiasm, motivation. He has a permanent smile on his face, and you know, I think he inspires a lot of people. He certainly inspires us.
If people want to see Rio, you can look on the webcam on the website. It's quite interesting, actually, because I can see Rio's dad Trevor filming Rio's mum Juliet in the studio in London. Oh, now they're filming Rio again.
Yeah.
Get on the webcam and look at this, and you will see Rio, who has got the biggest beaming smile, and he's wearing a Watford hooded top. Because you're a local boy, and you got to, I believe, switch on the Christmas lights with some of the Watford players in Watford. I mean, how exciting was that? Tell us about the day.
It was very exciting, wasn't it, Ria?
We met Lloyd Doyle, Troy Deeney,
Matej Vidra, Daniel Tozer.
That they were probably excited to meet you as well because you're the hero of this piece. I mean, explain about the leg.
And we went to a Watford Derby match.
Did they win?
A few days after.
How did they do? No.
Lost against Derby 2-1.
Oh, well. Derby are pretty close to top of the league, though, aren't they? So they're a good side. Now, you've got the special leg, you were saying. Describe this new leg you've got and the difference it's made to your life.
It's white and it's got Rio Train 16 on it, and it's got the Rio movie and a few of the Rio characters, and it says 1 Rio 1, and it's got me on it.
Well, the leg has now been, you know, the leg's now been held up. Juliet, the mum, has gone over to Rio, who's now smiling. Rio's leg has been shown. Oh, almost, it's almost made it onto camera at the moment. I might chat to Trevor while. Oh, there we go. Wow. Oh, no, it's cut away from it. Well, say something, Rio. We need you to speak for the camera to come back on. There we go. I can see this. Wow. That is. How would you describe that leg, Juliet?
Matt, who's your leg from? Matt of Daughter of the Pedic.
Right, woof, big.
And Danny.
I believe it was watching the Paralympics that made you think, I wouldn't mind one of those. What were you watching?
Paralympics.
Who were you watching, Rio? Do you remember?
Johnny Peacock.
Ah, a man who's won gold medals. Now, Juliet, so your son's sitting watching the Paralympics and sees that and says, I won one. What did he have before?
Well, this is Dad. Hi, it's
Hey, Trevor. Hello.
Well, basically, he had a straight NHS prosthetic leg, which was very inflexible, very heavy. and he found it very difficult to run. And when the story about Rio, people became aware of it, we were contacted by a prosthesis company in Dorset who make prosthetics for young children as well as grown-ups. And his life's changed ever since. He was given a blade 2 years ago, and now he's got a bend, his first bendy leg, so he can actually bend his legs. He can run quickly on them and he can walk quickly on them, and it gives him a lot more mobility.
So what's he like in the playground now?
He's like every other kid, even faster, actually. He's just, he's like...
I'm fast with my bendy leg now.
You're fast with a bendy leg?
Yes.
I'm not fast with a bendy leg, actually.
Really?
I only with my braid.
I hear you're pretty quick. I hear beforehand your leg was... the prosthetic you had was very heavy, and you sometimes
after
got...
After school, I'm quick.
You're quick after school? What happens after school?
Well,
go home.
Well, no, after school, Rio
sometimes
has...
Sometimes do activities.
Mm.
We have lots of different activities. Rio does about 4 or 5 different sessions of sport a week. He does swimming, he does football, multi-sports, tennis, wheelchair basketball, and he's got now...
Football on a Saturday as well.
Yeah, right. On Saturday. He's very lucky because through Dorset Orthopaedic, he has...
Head out on Sunday.
He has a leg for every different...
Every day.
Activity.
Wow.
He's got a swimming leg which he can use in the sea, in the pool, and it gives him freedom in and out of the water. He's got a running blade for the track and for his other sports like tennis and football, and he's now got a knee-jointed leg. So, you know, he's fully equipped.
I'm ready for school.
Yeah.
You're enjoying this, Rio. Sounds like you love sport. What's your absolute favourite? If you're going to compete
football.
In the para football, what position do you play? Anywhere.
But sometimes you're in goal, aren't you?
Yes, sometimes I am in goal. All the time, actually, after they score.
He's torn between being a Paralympian and a footballer, I think, at the moment.
Difficult decision to make. Listen, and he's also...
I'm going to be a Paralympian.
Paralympian? Ha-ha. Ha-ha. What sport? What sport would you go for, then, in the Paralympics? Sprinting?
Running.
100 metres. Yeah, T44.
Yeah, T44.
And you are Watford's local hero 2014. Now, stay there. We're going to bring in a couple of other winners as well. We're going to speak to Jessica Hartley from Batley near Leeds. Good afternoon to you, Jessica.
Good afternoon.
And you are a winner as well. What was the title that you were given?
Mine was similar. It was called the Unsung Hero Award at the Yorkshire Young Achievers, which they do every year in Leeds.
And what did they tell you about why they picked you?
Well, it was actually a family member, my stepmum and my dad, who I live with. They nominated me just because the backing story was I cared for my mum before we lost her to cancer. I quit my job to look after my mum, and they believed that I'd showed a lot of bravery and a lot of courage in a really difficult time, and that was their reason for nominating me. And I was lucky enough to walk away with the award, so it means a lot.
Yeah, well, what does it mean?
Well, I guess when you go through such a difficult time, that's, you know, it's hard to take positive from it. So when people start to recognise what you've been through and you get some form of recognition, you can't, you know, you just, it's something that comes naturally. I wouldn't have done it any other way. I wanted to care for my mum because that was just what happened naturally. So for somebody to then say, you know, wow, you've done a really good job, and we know we understand how difficult it was for you, and you know, to be put in the category of a hero, I never dreamed of that. So for something so positive to come out of something that's quite negative, you know, my life changed a lot, and I've come a long way since I lost my mum, and it was difficult to have that award with me. It just reminds me that, you know, it was hard, but it's a positive because a lot of people, you know, recognise what I've done, and it's a really nice feeling.
When was that, Jessica? When did you lose your mum?
Well, in 2011 was when she got diagnosed, and that's when I left my job to care for her. And we lost her in the back end of 2012, so it's been just over 2 years.
So how have you rebuilt your life since then? What work have you gone back to?
Well, I've started my own business doing nails, really, and I also work in a shop part-time as well, so I have a bit of a mixed bag. Yeah, it's obviously difficult trying to move on from something like that, which is why the award's been such a big deal. But I do luckily have the support of a lovely family and friends. And so just rebuilt it and moved in with them, and kind of not left my life behind with my mum, but, you know, just moved on and dealt with it as you have to, really, yeah.
But you've stayed very much involved with raising money for Cancer Research UK. What kind of things have you been doing?
Yeah.